I joined the fighting every day with Trojans, never, I think, malingering at the ships, old soldier that I am. But teams like these I never saw or heard of. Well, some god who crossed your path bestowed them, I suppose. I know both men are dear to the cloud-herder Zeus, and to his daughter, grey-eyed Athena.
Odysseus, the resourceful man, replied, "O Nestor, son of Neleus, light of Achaeans, a god might easily give still better horses, gods being so much stronger than ourselves. But these you ask about were new arrivals, Thracians, Excellency. Diomedes killed their master and a dozen fellow officers. A 13th man, a scout, abaft the ships we executed. Hector and his peers had sent him forward to observe the army." Down through the moat he drove the horses now, and laughed a rumbling laugh. Along with him the others crossed, exulting. When they reached Diomedes' quarters, they tied up the horses by their own well-cut reins before the trough where the master's chariot horses fed on grain. Astern upon his ship, Odysseus hung the blood-stained gear of Dolon, pending a proper offering to Athena. Wading into the sea, the men themselves splashed at their coats of sweat, shins, nape, and thighs, until the surf had washed it from their skin and they were cool again. Then out they came to take warm baths in polished tubs. Being bathed and rubbed with olive oil, the two sat down to take refreshment. From a full wine bowl they dipped sweet wine and poured it to Athena.